is our beloved daddy speaks his heart to us. We offer him our love, our gratitude, and our unconditional obedience to his slightest desire. And may he make us all strong enough, our beloved Saint Germain, to accomplish that to which he has placed his hand. Dear hearts of Denver, may I bring to you tonight the love I have for your blessed city, for to me it is almost like a second home. Of course, the world is our home, and to do good our religion, but Denver is always and always has been and always will be very close to my heart, because of the magnificent experiences that were mine in this locality and which today are still expanding their blessings to me and will forever carry their blessings throughout creation. You know, it's a wonderful thing to live so close to God, the beloved I Am Presence, and the Ascended Host, that whatever good is given continually expands. And wherever you go in the universe, it goes with you in ever-expanding victory. And that is the joy that we want you to experience. It is the power that the world must have in order to raise it out of the shadows of its distress. Tonight, I wish to say something about the action of the cosmic law of energy, so that it will bring the illumination to you that I trust will always be a guard about you and give you the strength to overcome all that is wrong. In the use of energy, my dear ones, when selfishness takes command of the individual and is allowed to increase through many embodiments or even one, that selfishness is a drawing of energy and a condensation of energy in and around the physical body of the individual. First of all, of course, within the mental body, and then within the emotional body, your feeling world. If selfishness is allowed to continue to increase, the energy condenses to the point where it solidifies in the mental and emotional world of the individual, and even in the atmosphere above that one. And the longer it's continued, the less the finer qualities on the constructive thoughts and feelings from the higher mental body are allowed to come into the intellect or the energy, the outer self. Now, when, after a period of time, that selfishness will not let the great divine plan be fulfilled through the outer self, so that its substance and energy is not held to the constructive way of life, then there comes the hour when the individual must face the second death. And that is the necessity for shattering the condensation of the energy that has been charged with selfishness and the purifying of it